And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries Counseling Service, coming with a special podcast on tonight. I have asked co-author from Grief to Growth to come on to a podcast and wanted her to talk about a subject that we have been talking about, which is grief and caregiving. Let us say a word of prayer. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another evening, another day. But this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, Jesus Christ, for bringing us over to this podcast where you are on the network, because you are the network and you are welcome here. We just ask you, Father, forgive us of our sins. Father, we ask that you give us the strength that we need each and every day. We thank you. We just ask you, Father, go into nursing homes, hospitals, Father, touch those who need a touch. And we thank you, Jesus Christ, and we're thanking you for bringing those that need to come, because time is at hand. And we thank you. We thank you for it all, Jesus Christ. We know that you are in charge. And we thank you. We praise you. We lift you up. And we say thank you for it all. Someone may be feeling depressed on tonight. Someone may be feeling anxious on tonight. Father, we just ask that you touch them. That we know, Jesus, that in your hands they are safe. We're thanking you. We're praising you. And we say it again. So we thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. Now, on this evening, we are going to bring on Darlene Nolan, who did Grief to Growth with me a while back. And we were talking about a subject that is very, very important today. We actually were talking about it earlier because it happens a lot. And that is in reference to caregiving. And as you know, I talk about the issues of grief, and grief is just not graveyard grief, but grief affects us all. And it affects us in our daily lives because we live in a fallen world. So we were talking about this issue of grief and caregiving. So I asked Darlene to come on. So I'm going to bring her on in her own way. How you doing, Darlene?
I'm fine, thank you, Melinda. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Welcome to Beneath the Grief Ministries Network. We're glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. We were having this conversation, Darlene, in reference to the caregiving role and how, you know, it's difficult. And we know that it's happening a lot today, because younger people are taking care of parents and all. So what you think about that?
Well, yes, and people are living longer, and so there are people taking care of, you know, parents, other loved ones. And yes, it is a difficult role. There comes a lot of challenges with it. There are, emotionally, it is really difficult. Sometimes even physically, mentally, financially, even spiritually, I mean, it is a difficult task. And, but it is something that is necessary. You know, when one gets to a place where, you know, there is a condition or an illness that is getting in the way of their independence or their capability in one way or another, someone has to step in. And, you know, let's say as a younger person, a younger generation, sometimes that is your role or your task or perhaps your calling. There are challenges, though. Sometimes there's a role reversal. It could be a role reversal. Let's say if it's a parent and a child, there could be role reversal, so to speak, because the child then becomes more of the one that's, say, supervising and, you know, assisting. You know, it's different, you know, and let's say it's your task now, as opposed to, say, you know, when the caregiver was a child. But, yeah, there are challenges. Sometimes what will happen is the care receiver is not always open to the care or the assistance, you know, particularly if there is some independence. There are challenges all around. Like I said, you know, sometimes financially. You know, sometimes finances are depleted. But, you know, you do what you do. You know, there's love there, so you do what you do. You know, and spiritually. And you know, you don't always have to look at that as a negative, because sometimes if you say you're challenged spiritually, sometimes it helps you grow. So, you know, you can grow in that area, because you definitely need to do this and include God in it. So,
definitely. You know, by all means. Yeah, That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, darling, we were talking and, you know, with the subject and, you know, what kind of, you know, tools would you say that a caregiver need? I mean, what you think? What you think they need?
Well, there's different types. I think the first thing that came to mind is when you say tools, I'm looking at things also, say, from a legal point of view too. I think some of those tools is legal documents. I think it's important to obtain a lawyer. legal documents are very important because, you know, in caring for someone, you have to make sure that their assets are protected. You know, we don't know exactly how the condition will worsen. And you want to know those assets are protected. And, you know, particularly, let's say, if there's anything for a person to inherit, you want to know that the person will get what their loved one would want them to inherit. It doesn't, you know, it's not going to just automatically happen. So definitely want to do that. Legal tools, you know, legal documents, obtaining a lawyer. I think, other tools, I would say support groups. It's important to be connected to an agency and, you know, where you would say have a case manager or a social worker and definitely be involved in a support group. It's important to be in a group where everyone can identify, you know, with each other and can say help each other. Like everyone is doing the same thing, because you really need that commonality, and you get reassurance also, because sometimes you're not always going to have positive feelings, and you need to be around people who can understand that being challenged or, you know, not always feeling positive about the situation is not a bad thing. And so that's where a support group comes in, because people that are doing the same thing understand the feelings and the challenges. I think something, another tool I would say is medical, if anything, you depending on the age of the person, I think you have to have a physician that is age-related. If it's an elderly person, geriatrician. You know, if it's a child, you know, a pediatrician. But I think, you know, medically, you really need to have those, say, two, you know, as you said, that would be appropriate to the person you're caring for. If it's a walker, if anything need a walker, you know, if it's a hearing aid, what have you. And specifically having a doctor that is age related, that is helpful to be able to get the tools you need. Let's say, like I mentioned, you know, the hearing aid, the walker, because they're going to know what that particular person would need according to their age.
Mm. Good, good, good info. Good, good, good. What would you kind of say to somebody who's having to deal with the issue of caregiving? What do you think they, you know, they, what should do, so to speak?
Well, I think, you know, if you affirm that you're faced with the issue of caregiving, my suggestion would be to consider diving in. You know, it is not for everybody. And sometimes not everybody can be a caregiver. You know, there are different reasons. But I feel if you think that you, it's something that you can handle, embrace it. Definitely pray. Definitely pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do have to pray. Pray about it and really seek God. Because like I said, it's not for everybody. But, you know, I would say encourage a person to embrace it. At least try. And, you know, we definitely pray. And you see how it goes from there. But, yeah, it's going to have its challenges, but there's also rewards. So I would say embrace it and see how it goes, because it's, you know, it will change you. You know, it will change you in ways. You know, sometimes you're going to be strengthened in certain ways. You're definitely going to be challenged. You know, you might even become more compassionate or more patient or what have you, but there's lessons to learn from being in the caregiver role. And sometimes you're gonna learn yourself in ways that you didn't even know yourself. Because, you know, like I said, you're gonna change. So yeah, I encourage you to embrace it, but always pray. You know, you have to keep God at the head of the situation. You cannot leave God out of the equation, because it is challenging, and you do have somebody else's life that you're taking care of. So you definitely have to include God. But embrace it. You know, you'll see yourself in a way that you're like, wow, you know, you look at yourself almost like, you know, like say for instance, as the calendar changes, you're going to see yourself change.
Mm.
And sometimes I think maybe that's why God puts us in that situation. But like I said, like I mentioned earlier, sometimes I think it's a calling. And
definitely.
He knows, you know, he'll put you in that situation if he wants to develop you in a certain way. So sometimes even if you don't want to embrace it, it might follow you. You know, you might not be able to get away from it.
Oh, yeah. Well, Darlene, hey, this is good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. I like how you said to embrace it. And definitely the Lord has to be in the center. because, you know, he knows what's going on with the brain. You know, he knows what's going on with it, knows what's going on with the body, because, you know, he made it. So this is good that we, you know, we have some ways, you know, of dealing with it. And, you know, I know, you know, my experience, you know, going to Howard and, you know, that being my major, that there were definitely the difficulties in the differences in the dementia versus Alzheimer's. And there, you know, there were some differences that we had to pay a close attention to in that. So, you know, there are differences, you know, like one can think they're looking at dementia and they're looking at Alzheimer's. So, you know, and of course, that's like a big study of the brain. It's really like a big study in the brain because you have memory loss and things of that nature. But yes, it's a very, very important issue. Audience, should you hear this playback, a very important issue that we were talking about, that Darlene and I were talking about in reference to caregiving. And so, Darlene, what's the grief? What's the grief about it?
Well, this, you know, different. The first thing that came to mind is you're going to, I know what happened to me is it's almost like I don't really know myself sometimes, you know. I have to pour myself, have to give so much of myself, you know, into the caregiving. You know, I don't really have the life that I used to have. You know, I really am a caregiver. Like, that's really my main role. And I miss being able to, you know, just say pick up and do something, you know, for me. And you know, even work now, you know, work is different. You know, I have to work from home, you know, and I miss going out to the office and, you know, getting out and things like that. But yeah, a lot of my major role is caregiving, you know, social life isn't there where it used to be. And that's a grief. I do really miss.
All right.
Being, you know, Darlene.
Gotcha. You know? Well, guess what? We thank you for coming on, you know, coming on and giving your input on such a topic. And so, again, audience, this is your chance to kind of, you know, get some education about this, because it's real. It's real, as Darlene made mention of how people are living longer. And because they're living longer, you know, the younger population is taking care of their parents. So you never know. You know, that's one of those kind of things you never know. And you know, we have to and should want to be aware of it. So at this time, we are about to close out this podcast. And Darlene, we thank you for coming on and sharing your experiences with us. We appreciate it. And it's a needed topic to talk about. So everyone, we thank you so much for coming on. And we say that you have a blessed, that you have a peaceful, and that you have a safe remaining of the weekend. And remember, Jesus Christ is in charge, and he is on the network. And he's on the network because he is the network. and we give him praise, and we give him glory, and we give him honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Stay safe. And also, too, by the way, holiday is coming up. If you celebrate Christmas or the holiday, may you have a blessed one either way. As the new year is on the way, may you also, as it comes in, that God does a special work for you. Blessings in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.